Hello and welcome to this episode of the Corporate Escapers TV show and podcast. I am your host, Christine Innes. Now, I am so excited about this interview because this beautiful lady, we have gotten to know each other for a little while now. And I must admit, I absolutely adore you. So I'm so excited.
I adore you too. Give that girly squeal.
I know. It's just, you know, like when you just meet those people that you're just so connected with and you're like, yep, this girl is in my tribe. This girl gets me. We get each other and we're so supportive. So biggest welcome to Maria. Thank you for being here, beautiful.
Virtual hug, Christine.
Oh, so much love, beautiful. So much love. So look, we're going to have the most amazing conversation. So I'm going to just stop for a moment. I'm going to get you to introduce yourself and then we're going to dive deep because we have some amazing things that we're going to talk about and to really help people today. So the floor is yours, my darling.
Well, I want to start with a question to everyone. Have you ever thought about future-proofing your life and what that would mean? So what I do is I'm a future-proofing counselor and mentor, and that might sound a bit up there because usually it's like IT systems that are being future-proofed, computer systems that are being future-proofed, buildings that are being future-proofed, bridges. What about people? Like, we can't have a future-proof world without future-proof people. So I'm very passionate about supporting people to connect with and build their resilience, connect with their purpose, and establish a life that doesn't get pushed around by the chaos outside, so to speak. And we know there's a lot of chaos outside right now. And through that process, you start to really connect with where you want to go in life. And it's so important, but you're the foundation of it all. You are the director of your life, right? So I do a lot of work with people around future-proofing their lives, building their resilience. We do a lot of releasing from the things that hold you back. I use EFT or tapping for that, and I just love it. My clients just love it, and I get so excited by watching them thrive and start to take control of their life and start to create systems in their life. They make their life not only functional but start to thrive.
And I love it because obviously from being in a place where I actually couldn't see my future and then now seeing, you know, what we can create and knowing, like you just said, like we are our own foundations, and if we're not good, how can we help others?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The most fundamental system that we can create in our lives is a self-care system.
Absolutely. It
is because we are the center of our lives. So how well we're doing is often how well our families are doing, how well our business is doing, how well our finances are doing. We are at the core of all of that. Mm. And look, I'm a work in progress myself. None of us are in perfectly where we want to be. But also perfectionism is a myth because you up-level yourself and then you want to get to the next level and then you want to get to the next level, and that's normal. That's human nature. But you can appreciate every level as you go through it and be grateful for every step of the way.
Yeah. Like we could just stop there because what you just said is like that's it. Like we just need to know that we're a work in progress because I hear so many people going, well, I just want to reach to the next level and then I'm done. I'm like going, well, are you giving up on yourself after that? Like, what do you mean that you're done? Are you tapping out? Or like, for me, like I work on myself every single day and it is work, and there's always something that comes up. So I get excited about the next thing that's coming up. I get excited about, you know, planning and all of that. And I never knew that that could actually bring you joy.
Oh, so much joy. I know. Personal growth is a joy experience. It's also an emotional experience. Let's not pretend. There aren't things that come up. But when those things are cleared, oh, just like the energy increase in your body, and it's that onion thing, you know, that people talk about. It's that onion thing, you know, you peel off one layer of the onion at a time. And it's almost like this onion is infinite.
Yeah, it is.
But it's interesting because once you get used to that process, instead of dreading it, you go, oh, that's interesting. Oh, what just happened there? Oh, and you go, okay, now I need to look inside. And then if you really stuff up, you go, oh, I've got some apologies to make.
Yeah.
And you just take responsibility. And that's what I call being sovereign, being in charge of your own life, having your sovereignty over your choices, your outcomes, your life.
And it's taking that responsibility so much so because, you know, we can sit there and we could, I call it the victim mentality. We sit there and we go, poor me, why did this happen? You know, I caused the world's against me, all that sort of stuff. I still have those moments and I give myself a time frame. That's all it is. I call them the pity parties. But the thing is then I actually have to take responsibility for what's happened and my part in it. It could have been, you know, my actions. It could have been a choice that I made, or it could have just simply been, you know what, it may not have been your time, Christine, and that's okay. And to then allow that to happen. And I think that a lot of people still get stuck right there, that poor me, why me sort of situation, and without taking the ownership. And without the ownership, how can you grow then and learn from it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yes, every step of the way, taking ownership, when you know you've said something you shouldn't have said, when you've done something you shouldn't have done. But, you know, there's something that we were going to specifically talk about today, and I found that once I started on my self-care journey and creating self-care systems for myself, I was better able to do that because I felt stronger within myself. I didn't feel like a victim anymore. And when I have those, you know, pity party moments, they don't last for as long.
That's right. They're
done and dusted. And it's like you remember that you're in charge of your own life, that you're in charge of where you're going.
Yeah, and I think it's really important because there's so many people, especially now, we've got so much happening on in the world. And if we don't come back to self, if we don't come back and do the reflection or we nourish ourselves, then we're actually not able to sustain or even help people at our highest capability as well.
Oh, so absolutely.
This topic of self-care is, I think, is actually one of the most important things that we need to take from now into the next year as well.
And I heard it said that self-care is the new superpower, and that's where I'm focused very much so with my upcoming program, because if you don't superpower your self-care, you're just not superpowering your life. You're just not.
So
it's so important to start thinking about how that self-care system might look in your life. Like, what is your morning routine, and do you have tools in your toolkit that help you to decompress and de-stress? And do you nourish your body with healthy food? And do you exercise and move your body in appropriate ways? And I don't mean run a marathon kind of stuff. That's great for some people. It's just about starting, and it might just start with a 5-minute commitment a day. That's it. And then build from there. Always start and then build. Start and then. And where you are today won't be where you are in a week, and it won't be where you are in 2 weeks, in 2 months, in 2 years, in 10 years. It's just growing what you've created. Yeah,
absolutely. And I think the big thing about that is that when we start, like, we bet on ourselves. So many times in our lives that we've put everybody else first, or we've said, I support you, I encourage you. How about supporting you? Supporting yourself and just saying, you know what, I'm betting on me. I'm actually taking that time and effort to bet on myself. So like you said, start small, that 5 minutes, and then gradually increase it. Because it's one of those things that when you start, you'll go, wow, look what I've achieved. And then you continue to grow.
So I had this epiphany about these two words, selfless and selfish. Now, I know that selfish is seen as something that's very negative, and for women in particular with families, we're selfless. We're just selfless for our families. And I have an issue with the word selfless because for me it just means you have less of self. For me it means that you are less knowing of yourself as well. You have less time for yourself. Everything is less for you, and that's not okay. One of my clients said to me today, she's so good, she said to me today, no is a sentence. She heard it from an actress. I can't remember the actress's name, but this line, no is a complete sentence. No. Right? And I love that.
I love it.
Setting boundaries.
Yes.
It's okay to say no. No one ever says, no one's ever criticized Oprah for saying no.
No.
What? No.
Not at all.
No.
And the biggest thing that I've also learned, and let me know if you feel the same way, that the more you say no, the more amazing things can actually come back into your life, though.
Absolutely.
Because you're saying no to the crap that you don't want to handle anymore, or absolutely, the people that are no longer serving your purpose, or the things that just aren't lighting you up.
That's
so
right.
How about saying no to that and oh yes to all the amazing things that you love and the people you want to be around and the things that fill you up with love and joy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So can I talk about what brings me joy?
Please. I love it.
One thing that I look forward to every year, and sometimes actually this year I did it twice, is a meekation. So I have superpowered my self-care and my purpose by going on meekations. And these are not girlfriend trips. These are not extravagant, elaborate, you know, over-the-top experiences. This is just time with me, myself, and I. So, yeah, so it started in 2013 when my husband was the one who said, you're looking a bit tired. You're not yourself. How about I send you on a trip to Bali? Now, I had a two-year-old. I had a new business. And the first thing that came up inside of me was all the objections. I can't do that, right? I can't go away by myself. And the thought of being overseas away from her was like, overseas, I'm not doing that. So at the time I was living in Darwin, and Darwin is at that time of the year, it was the end of 2013, so we're in the wet season, the build-up, it's hot. You sweat when you walk, you sweat when you swim, you sweat when you get changed after a shower. Like, you sweat a lot. So I wasn't coping with the heat and I wasn't coping with what had been going on. And as someone who has got a psychology background, I knew that I was falling apart a bit at the seams. And I still do with my clients that I'll use my hand as an example, that circle with you in the middle and all your roles going around the outside. And I knew that these roles were running my life and I wasn't quite there in the middle. I wasn't the sturdy palm keeping it all going, right? So I went through the objections. He won't comb her hair. He won't feed her properly. He'll put her in mismatched clothing, like everything. People will think that I'm selfish, that I'm not a good mother. I'm leaving her. I've never left her alone before. Everything went through my head. And I was just like, nah, I really need a break. So this got me inspired to go, but also I'd seen an episode of Oprah some years before, and it was fathers talking about how they often felt deprived of a relationship with their own relationship with their children because their relationship was often run through the mother's requirements, that they never got to really establish their own parenting style and their own parenting relationship with their children. Mm. And I had vowed to never do that. And, you know, we had started that year. My husband was drive in, drive out. So he would come home and he would take her out for one day and I would get a day to myself. And that was great, but this was taking it to the next level. And I was like, no, I want it to go to the next level. I want it to go to the next level. Well, we went to the next level so much, I even let him, well, didn't let him, we agreed and I allowed myself and gave myself permission that it would be okay. He went overseas with her for 3 weeks when she was 3 years old to his family in South America. It was like that was able to happen because of the fact that we had already instigated these meekations. So I said yes and I went. And I didn't go far. I didn't go to Bali. And to be honest, I've never gone more than 3 hours away by car from my family when I have these meekations. The number one thing is to have peace of mind when you go. Mm. Right? So you want to know they can access you if they need you, but you also need that little bit of distance and separation. So I did that, and I had three blissful days. I took my Thermomix and I juiced all weekend. I sat and watched the lake. I sat around. It was hot. It was disgusting, but it was. I went for walks and I enjoyed it and got in the jacuzzi on the balcony and did all that. But as time's evolved, like I've been doing this for 7 years now, and I've got a whole process on how to think about it and how to allow yourself to create this. It's provided so many positive things to my family, so many positive things. They have their own relationship with their father, their own experiences with their dad. They appreciate me more for the little things that only mum can do.
Mm.
It's good for people to miss each other a little bit every now and then. It's great. It's not a bad thing. There's more independence, so they're more empowered without me. I know that they can do without me for a period of time. Is this resonating with you, Christine?
Oh, like, I'm just ticking the boxes going, I wish I knew this.
I can't think of a reason why not to go.
No.
And, you know, and when I went, I just relaxed.
Yeah.
I slept. I slept a lot because I had a two-year-old at the time. But even now when I go, I sleep. Mm. I sleep. And sometimes I don't go away. Sometimes they go away and I stay home alone, which is also a medication, but I dedicate time to reflect.
Mm.
There are three main things that I do when I have a medication, and that is that I relax, I reflect, I journal, and I also reignite. And so I look at how I can, what I want to change into the future, where I come out of my medication, how things are going to be different.
Mm.
I heal, I rejuvenate. It's just absolutely wonderful. So if it's okay with you, I'd like to share my five eyes.
Please.
For going on a medication, if that's okay.
Yes, and we are going to put all details so people can reach out to Marie as well. So
absolutely,
if you want to just keep listening, but we're going to put the details below where you reach out to Maria and she can tell you even more about.
Absolutely, I'd love that. Okay, so the first one is I can, which is to give yourself permission, just like I did, and to deal with your objection. So I can. The second one is to I vision. I vision what I want my medication to look like, to feel like. Think with the end in mind, what do you want to feel like when you get back? What experiences do you want to have? Is there anything you've been yearning to learn or do that you haven't done? Think about those things. So that's I vision. The third one is I design. So design the kind of medication you want. Think about where you're going to go. And I just usually now go to a self-contained Airbnb, so which is great because I'm contributing back into the economy.
Mm.
And now that we can't really go anywhere far, it's perfect. We're looking after the towns around us. So, where you want to go, how much you want to spend, what you want to do, all those design elements need to come into it. And the other really important one is, of course, I'm going to say this is a separate one, but it kind of fits in the I design, I get help.
Mm.
Number four is I get help, because we can't do this alone. We've got to think about our business or our work, and we've got to especially think about our family. Who are we bringing on board so that we can have that peace of mind when we're gone?
Yep.
Right? And sometimes it doesn't always work out, but I still don't regret going. There was this one medication I went around away for 5 days, and I got back and both of my kids ended up with severe constipation in the hospital. They ended up with the worst gut aches because I did leave fresh fruit and veg, but somehow they just didn't consume enough of it while I was away. And it happens. Do I regret going? But these are just little mindful things. It's like, for next time, I know, right?
Yeah.
So I get help. And then, of course, the last one, I pack and go. I love that. Pack and go. Yeah. Just pack and go.
Yeah. And I love everything about that, because the fact is that, you know, we hear it all the time, and the most famous analogy is that if you're on the airplane and you got to put your oxygen mask on first before you do anybody else. But the thing is that how many times do we actually apply that to our life? And it is very rare that we do that, because we're constantly on the go. So imagine just having that time and you've got everything planned out. And especially, I love the idea that you've got the vision, like, and people can vision what they want to do, but also how they actually want to feel during the vacation, but also afterwards too. Because I think that's the key thing, is that we go through that process and it's how you want to feel afterwards. So this experience is going to make me feel like what? And that is so, I think that's actually one of the most critical parts to it, because it's not just about that moment. It's what's that going to do to move you forward as well.
Absolutely. And I love this quote, and I keep quoting it. It's by Lucius Seneca. If one does not know which port one is sailing, no wind is favorable. And I know how important purpose is, but your self-care system and your self-care is one of those winds that are favorable. And you know which way you're going with your purpose. If you take care of you, you're better able to achieve your mission, your vision, your life, mm-hmm. your life dreams. It's so important.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So the other thing it's done is it's allowed me to, know, of course, know myself better, but it's also spurred me on to encourage and encouraged me to add those self-care systems into my everyday life in between, so that I don't collapse and then just wait for that one vacation to revive. Mm. I'm constantly doing things every day. Little things every day makes your self-care easy. It does not have to be overwhelming. Just little things every day.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I always say, like, I need just 2 minutes, and I have a shirt that I went and bought and it says, I'm not adulting today. So if I'm wearing that shirt, do not ask me questions. Do not, you know, say what's for dinner, because I'm not going to tell you, because I'm not adulting today. So it's okay for you to take that time out and just to work on me and to do it. And I think we need to do that. We went away just recently. We went away for, I think it was about 5 days. Anyway, my partner took his boys and they went on a hike. And I was just like, you know what? Just not calling me. And we're on the beautiful beach and I just walked. And that was during our vacation together. I took a mini vacation for like a couple of hours for myself. And I just literally walked down the beach and I was in my thoughts. I was visioning things. I was planning things. I was letting things go. And I thought, this is amazing.
Imagine doing that for 3 days.
Exactly.
Or four or five. Yeah. And not only that, this is something I actually had a woman cry when I said this to her once. Imagine holding space only for yourself.
Yes.
For 3 or 4 days. And she said, don't make me cry, Maria.
Right? Yes.
And I think that we hold space. Well, I don't think. I know all the statistics say that women hold more space, emotional space, and for their family.
Yeah.
It's about 80 or 90%. And if you're a single parent, it could be 100%.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
So it is just such an important thing. Cannot emphasize it enough.
Yeah, yeah. You have a very special offer.
I do. I have a very special offer for the corporate escapists. I am running a 4-week program on creating your vacation, starting on the 24th of November. So you've got we've got just over a month to get ready for it. And I want to offer, so the value of the program, and you also get a complimentary $120 valued pack to take away to your vacation. So when you, at the end of this, you'll have a planned one designed and ready to go. It's normally $997, but I would love to offer corporate escapists the program for $888. And if you're with Coin, I will accept $222 from Coin. And we will add the link below so that you can click through and check it out. And I really would be excited to have corporate escapists join us on this course. Now, the course is only for 5 people at a time. All right. I like to make it intimate, because when we are doing the I can and some of the emotional work around those blockages, we do tapping, we deal with emotional stuff, and I want it to be intimate and I want it to be supportive and really be able to explore those objections with the group, so that we move forward through them, so that people really take on and do these vacations.
Yeah. That is an amazing offer. And I think that it is so needed, especially with all of the stuff that happens in the world, but just normally in life, you know, as especially as women and, you know, even men, like we just put so much pressure on ourselves as well. So taking that
if you know people who are frontline workers, if you know people who are have been really stressed through this period, mums especially in New South Wales and Victoria, God bless them, who have been at homeschooling for most of the year or some of the year, they are really needing this kind of support right now for themselves. It's so important they get some time out. Absolutely. Yeah.
And like Maria said, we're going to pop all the details below. So you can comment on the links below. If you've got any questions, but also I'll put the links of how you can reach out to Maria, talk about the course as well. I highly recommend anybody going through this because it's not just a course that you take and you just implement once. It's something that you have for a lifetime. So imagine having these skills, I should say, for the lifetime. It will be amazing for it. So I just want to say a massive thank you, beautiful, for being here.
Thank you. As you know,
I simply adore you and what you're doing, and I'm just so grateful to have you here today.
So thank you so much, and it's been an absolute blast. And corporate escapists out there, let's do it. Let's make this vacation stuff an evolution. Let's go with it.
Let's do it. So I just want to thank everyone who has joined us for this episode of the Corporate Escapist TV show and podcast. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button if you love this. Make sure you share it with your friends because I know that this is one episode that everybody needs to hear as well. And remember, the most important thing is to follow your passion and live life to the fullest every single day. Love and light to you all, and we'll be back next week with another episode.